The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top local story this morning.
While we're 15 days before the general election.
And early voting period opens this morning, running through November 1st.
Early voting in Texas starts today. The top races on the ballot are president and senator, but congressional seats are also on the ballot, along with candidates for state representative and some state senate positions. Some counties have elections for county commissioner or other local offices, and several cities and school districts have propositions on the ballot. Early voting runs through November 1st, and Election Day is November 5th. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And one huge North Texas county is laying out its plan to make sure the results are accurate.
Tarrant County Judge Tim O'Hare says they're making changes to bolster security and increase transparency in the election process. Elections Administrator Clint Ludwig hosted a mock election a couple weeks ago so people could see how the system works.
These big elections, we want to make sure that we kind of get the word out and the public is comfortable and prepared to come out and cast their vote and they feel good about doing it and that it will count.
O'Hare says all ballots are sequentially numbered, election judges will seal ballot bags, and results will be delivered in person instead of online. O'Hare says Tarrant County now has a more secure voter registration system, and they'll also have live video streaming in the ballot storage room. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Among the tight races heading to the November election deadline is one between Democratic Congressman Colin Allred and Republican Senator Ted Cruz. KRLD's Mark Lambert says the two major Dallas-Fort Worth newspapers made endorsement announcements this weekend.
Both the Dallas Morning News and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram unveiled their picks of Allred, who's challenging the two-term incumbent Cruz. The Dallas paper says the three-term congressman from Dallas has shown both the words and action of bipartisanship matter to him, while Cruz has too often resisted important legislation on border security and business issues that could help Texas and the country. The Fort Worth paper also cites Allred's bipartisanship while criticizing Cruz for being stuck in a partisan rut. From the 24-Hour News Center, Mark Lambert, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And all eyes will be on Austin today. A man who was to be executed this last Thursday will be the star witness before a Texas House committee.
Robert Roberson has always maintained his innocence in the 2002 death of his two-year-old daughter. And today, he'll testify before the House Committee on Jurisprudence. The committee convinced the courts to grant a stay of execution Thursday by issuing a subpoena for testimony today. Committee Chairman Jeff Leach wants to
give him an opportunity to be heard, to have new evidence that's come to light since his initial conviction, including evidence of how debunked and discredited the shaken baby syndrome actually is. Which is the theory upon which his conviction was almost entirely based.
The committee has no authority in the criminal case, and so far as the courts are concerned, Roberson still stands convicted and sentenced to death. But Leach says the pause does buy time for further appeals. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
This as Roberson's lawyer Gretchen Swen saw court after court turn her client's appeals down until the Texas Supreme Court stepped in. And says she never allowed herself to feel despair, no matter how bleak things became.
You have to always be thinking, if this fails, what else is there we can do? But it is hard not to feel overwhelmed with anxiety, because if you fail, your client is going to be killed.
She says it's taken a toll on her. She admits she did quite a bit of crying. She says that he, Roberson, gets to live for now, and that is a joyous thing. Coming up in 4 minutes, a follow-up to that terrible story out of Kentucky when they were about to remove the organs from an organ donor and they suddenly realized the dude wasn't actually dead. We've got a follow-up to that story coming up in 4 minutes.
Well, how about this story? It's a little bit more fun. Cockrell Hill celebrates the addition of a new feature to a park honoring Texas music legend Stevie Ray Vaughan. The city opened the park last year on the site where Stevie Ray had his very first public performance. They had just added a new stage. They named it after his older brother, guitarist Jimmy Vaughan. And he says that their parents gave both of them the love of music.
They would go dancing, and we heard a lot of music. You know, and our uncles all play guitar, and they played in bands.
Yeah, and they grew up in Cockrell Hill and Oak Cliff. The Jimmy Vaughan stage is going to be open for public performances, specifically in Cockrell Hill, and the mayor says they hope to use it for the continued tradition of music.
Well, a follow-up this morning to a story we first told you about last week. Kentucky Attorney General Russell Coleman is now investigating a botched organ donation involving Anthony Thomas Hoover II. He goes by TJ. He was mistakenly declared brain dead and nearly had his organs harvested. He was taken into surgery. He was a registered organ donor, but he showed signs of life during the organ retrieval surgery. The doctors chalked it up as, oh, that's totally normal for a dead guy. The incident we now know occurred in 2021, but it only came to light recently when witnesses testified before a congressional committee. Again, the state AG in Kentucky is now investigating.
Oof. Well, Texas football has been fined $250,000 after some deplorable fan behavior on Saturday. Now some strong words from the Longhorns coach.
After UT's tough loss over the weekend to SEC rival Georgia, head coach Steve Sarkisian had some pointed words for the fans throwing trash on the field.
The trash came on the field, and I understand frustration. We all were frustrated in the moment, but, you know, I don't think, you know, all of us Longhorn Nation, I know we can be better than that.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Did you go to the State Fair this weekend? Their employees and vendors, they worked late into the evening, starting to tear down what was left at the State Fair as it comes to a close. But it was an overall big success, especially for foodies.
I enjoyed the food, to be honest with you. I like to see the newcomer and the award winners, and then this my famous turkey leg and funnel cakes.
Oh yeah, definitely going to miss that for the next year. Attendance was strong, largely because of the weather. If you noticed, this was the first time ever there was zero rain at the fair for 24 days straight. I don't know if it's good or bad. Good for the fair. A lot of people made it out there. That was about 2.4 million people who made it out there this year, an average of 100,000 a day.
Boeing and its striking machinists have hammered out a tentative new wage agreement, and workers will vote on the proposal the same day Boeing reports earnings on Wednesday. The two sides reached a tentative new deal that boosts pay by 35% over 4 years. The presidential election looms as a wild card, but portfolio managers, economists, and retail investors expect the S&P 500 to approach 6,000 by year's end. Three-quarters of those responding to a Bloomberg Markets Live Pulse survey expect earnings to give the S&P a boost. Earnings are viewed as more crucial than who wins the election or the Fed's policy path. And sources tell Bloomberg that Cigna has revived efforts to combine with smaller rival Humana after merger discussions collapsed last year. The talks come amid ongoing pressure from the federal government to control Medicare costs. That's eaten away at Humana's finances and market value. Futures point to a lower open. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
We're following breaking news this morning as Iran's Navy has seized an Indian origin cargo ship that's carrying crude oil to Israel.
Well, with early voting starting in less than an hour, the Texas Attorney General says there's an investigation underway of limited failures of some Dallas voting machines.
AG Ken Paxton posted on X Saturday night that his office is aware of the Dallas County voting machine difficulties, and he's looking into it with the Secretary of State's office. He says a press release of a bullet list of complaints from County Republican Chair Alan West is premature and contains inaccuracies. Paxton insists everyone's working to fix the problems to make sure everyone's vote is counted and free of fraud or interference. From the 24-Hour News Center, Mark Lambert, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A former Uber driver who slammed into a Dallas cop has now been sentenced following a mistrial.
Earlier this year, a mistrial was declared when a jury couldn't come to a decision on the fate of 57-year-old Boniface Matabuku. He admitted he had fallen asleep at the wheel when he struck Dallas police officer Brandon Barber in October of 2018. At the time, Barber was helping set up flares at an accident site on I-20 near Mountain Creek Parkway. He was thrown nearly 100 feet, leaving him critically injured. Now KRLD has learned that the former Uber driver has accepted a plea deal and got 4 years of deferred adjudication. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
There's been a big sea change at the Texas border.
10 months ago, the U.S. set a record for illegal immigration at the southern border. Experts say since then, the numbers have plummeted the level seen in 2020 when Trump was president.
Right now, the only place along the border in which numbers may be going up a little bit is Del Rio.
Aaron Raiklin Melchek with the American Immigration Council says it's all because Mexico is cracking down on large groups that are moving north. They're pulling people off trains and sending them south over and over again. The idea, he says, is that they'll give up and go home. Michael Board, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, it's going to be a matchup for the ages. The New York Yankees will take on the Los Angeles Dodgers for the World Series Championship. The Dodgers took down the Mets in six, and the Yankees beat the Guardians in five games. New York skipper Aaron Boone.
Just really proud of this group, proud of this organization. To get to do it with these guys every single day and what they have is very special. You know, I keep saying we get to go play for a world championship now, and that's pretty sweet.
Can't believe it was just a year ago that the Rangers were there. Oh, man, game one for Yankees-Dodgers in L.A. on Friday.
Well, the Collin County District Clerk's Office is opening a new passport acceptance facility at the courthouse in McKinney. It starts on November the 4th. Initially, the services will be by appointment only. Scheduling is available online through the district clerk's website. The office will have some pretty long hours Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The effort was led by Congressman Keith Self in collaboration with the Dallas Passport Agents.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.